front of the Amazon warehouse in this.
Oscar Morales, OscarMorales.
Are you an Amazon worker?
Yes.
Can you say why you're out here on this very cold, windy day on strike?
We, the Amazon workers, unionized some time ago, and we invited Amazon to deal with us, to work on a contract. They have been ignoring us, so we voted a week and a half ago to start a strike yesterday and today.
Will this strike go on for many days?
For as long as necessary. We want to bring Amazon to the table to negotiate with us.
Why did you want to go on strike? It's a hardship on you, but it's a larger issue than that. Can you speak to that?
It is indeed. All the Amazon drivers that you see on the street supposedly are not Amazon employees. Even though you see them with an Amazon uniform, driving a car that has Amazon logos all around it, even though they are the face of the company in front of the customers, they are the ones that are seen, right? Amazon uses a model where they hire what they call DSPs, delivery service partners. And they are the ones who hire the drivers for Amazon, and they supposedly service Amazon, delivering their packages. In reality, when you start driving, working for them, you know that you are employed by somebody else, but it's just a middleman. And from the very beginning, you realize Amazon is the one that trains you. Amazon is the one that tracks your performance. They get all the information from you. Basic stuff like, the screenings, the drug screening and all that stuff is controlled by them. They also control what you get paid for your services, which is very low, by the way. We got inspired by the UPS workers. Not long ago, they managed to bring UPS to the table and negotiate a contract that, when you read it, makes a lot of sense, right? They get paid like almost half more of what we get paid at Amazon. And that's the amount of money they take home. On top of that, they get insurance for all their family, medical, dental, vision, and also a retirement fund, something we don't have. We also demand that sometimes the amount of work they give us is too much.
How do they control the amount of work?
Supposedly they have algorithms, right, that route your day at work. They tell you, okay, you're going to be at Skokie, right, and you're going to deliver in this area of Skokie and stuff like that. Supposedly done by algorithms. That area of work, right, has an amount of packages to be delivered. Sometimes there are more. It's crazy. It's a crazy amount. Some people have driven out of the station with 700 packages. Just to make it short, most of the time, the amount of work and the performance they demand from you don't make sense. They give you a window of 10 hours to finish the route. That is not enough most of the times. You need to skip breaks and lunch to complete your route during that time frame. If you take that into account, also the condition of the trucks is getting old. Some of the trucks we have at this station are getting very old.
How does it affect you? But before you get to that, if you leave this warehouse with 100 packages, how do you plan your route for delivery? Is that organized by you?
They have an app that drivers use that tells you where to go, what to deliver, where, right?
And what to do next?
Yeah, and after you do that, the next till you're done.
So they're controlling your position as you move through the delivery. Do they monitor how much time it takes for each delivery?
Supposedly, yeah. They tell you the performance on this area should be these many packages per hour or these many stops per hour.
And if you don't complete that for one reason or another beyond your best effort, what happens?
Well, they keep a record of your performance. If it's not good enough, they'll come to you one day and, you know what, this is what you've done this month. Your performance is not that good. We want you to improve it. Sometimes they give you a warning. Sometimes they just like, you know what, you're not cut up for this job. I'm going to have to let you go.
Is there a high rate of turnover amongst drivers?
Yes, it is.
Any of the people on the picket line also working inside?
Yes.
So yes, it's not just drivers who are on strike protesting the conditions that they work under, as mm-hmm. well as a separate thing, how much they're paid.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say how much a driver might be paid? Is it hourly? Is it weekly? Is it?
They get paid hourly from, I would say, they would start like $19 to $22 an hour.
Okay. Is there any insurance or any other benefits?
The benefits, most of the companies that work inside that offer benefits to their drivers, they tell you that they start after a month of getting hired. And it's something that you pay, with the employer. And it's not a good insurance, to be honest with you.
Are there any direct hires to Amazon in the workforce? I mean, as a driver, you're contracted. It's a fiction that's often used by corporates and their lawyers to
get away from responsibilities.
Deny their real relationship to the workforce so that they can undermine the well-being of the workforce as a condition of maximizing profit, not unlike the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
And so back to the trucks. If it goes forward, stops, and they pay for the gas, what's the issue?
Those trucks are used every day, and they get damaged. Just today at the picket line, they are supposed to do an inspection all around the truck, mechanically, cosmetically. And some trucks are not supposed to go on the road. They call them, they need to be grounded because they're missing lights, or they're missing a side mirror, or they're missing the step, because that's, for safety, it's very important. You need to have 3 points of contact. And we saw a lot of trucks coming out of the station with bumps all over the place, without a lot of lights, without the side mirrors, stuff like that. Those trucks are not safe to drive.
How long have you been at this work?
5 years.
5 years? What kind of benefits, other than hourly wage, are you demanding?
Actually, we are demanding to be recognized as a union so we can bargain our own, our contract in our terms, not theirs. Better pay, better insurance, better benefits, better work conditions. We want this to be a career job, not just a job. Because to be honest, the way they move, the way they made this job work is like when you get hired, you have an expiration date. You started today, in 2 years, you're no longer good for the company. We don't want you to work more than 2 or 3 years. That's how they do it. And by doing that, they avoid a lot of stuff. Seniority doesn't count. We want that to count. Of course, when seniority comes, higher pay, they don't want to pay us higher. That's why they have an expiration date. For them, if you hire somebody today, he might be a bad driver for like a couple of weeks, but then he'll be an okay driver, and it's fine for us. But if you're a good driver, you put the effort, you're good at what you do, doesn't really matter for them.
And have you known of people whose health has been affected by the pressures they're under? It's a very difficult economy to find work in. From what you said, I understand that Amazon is kind of a gig employer.
That's what they're trying to look like, but it's not. See, all the drivers here, they get in and out of those cars more than 100 times. I would say more than 200 times a day. Sounds like, whatever, they get in and out, but it wears out. And depending you get out of the truck, also it counts. Sometimes you open the door, you're trying to work fast, right? And you don't pay attention to the floor. And there might be ice. And that happens all the time. They fall. Sometimes they work from the back of the truck and they have to hit in and out and sometimes jump. It's a fast-paced environment. It's physically demanding, but it's also fast-paced.
There's a clock ticking.
Yeah.
Monitoring you.
Yes. Yes, indeed, and that wears you out. And you see people with bad knees, you see people that falls and they hurt. And sometimes they just keep their mouths quiet because they need the income and they need to keep on working. If you get hurt, they send you home.
So if it takes more than 10 hours to finish your route, what happens?
If it takes more than that, well, your performance goes down. And like I told you, they sit you down and they tell you, you know what? You're not good enough for this job. Thank you. Go home. There's no trial. You just get out of the company whenever they want. That's why we want a union.
And the managers in the plant that you deal in, the warehouse that you deal with, what's their relationship with you?
Most of the people inside that warehouse is good people. We don't have anything against them. It's just the way Amazon does business. And Amazon demands things from them that maybe they don't like to do, but they have to because they need their job, right? As I said, you have the contractors and they have their own managers. But there's also the managers from Amazon that you need to respond to. They are present all the time. And when they don't like a worker, we want this guy to be fired. They tell you. I know that. Yeah, they decide. Whatever they say, they don't employ us. I mean, they decide everything.
And their attitude toward the worker?
Honestly, yeah. Everybody's disposable there. You have an expiration date. Your effort doesn't count, even if you're really good. In 2 years, they don't want you there anymore.
And what happened? Well, you've been here 5, you say.
Yeah, because I've been struggling. Keep in mind that every contractor has his own style of managing their business. Some are good, some are not that good, some are terrible. But you can cope with them sometimes a little bit longer. I mean, if I was Mr. Bezos, I would be very embarrassed, to be honest with you. The world knows that he's cheap. He doesn't like to pay. For me, that would be embarrassing.
Well, my understanding, he's in typical company of billionaires and wealthy people. They are cheap.
Yeah, if you look at the news and they're like, okay, Amazon is going to went public, right? And they did these many, how they call that? Shares of the company, and now they need to respond to those shareholders, right? And they make you work more. And they need to profit so they can pay those shareholders. And they pay us less.
Or they can take those shareholders and re-educate them.
Yeah.
So that they have one fewer house, fewer boats, fewer cocktails, fewer servants, fewer bribes to Congress.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else I left out of this interview that you'd like to say?
I have so many things in my mind right now. A lot of stuff happened at the picket line. I need to work on some reports. It broke my heart that the police is getting paid by them to control us.
The Skokie police?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the whole police. It's just a few officers. Really got me very upset. And, you know. But yeah, you know, if this goes to the public before Christmas, and I know people is worried about the strike because they might not get their presents on time for Christmas. They need to know that if it doesn't make it on time, if your present doesn't make it on time, it's because of a good cause. It's because some people are, you know, standing against a giant, right? They're making a stand, delivering food for another app so they can make enough money to make a living. Isn't that sad? Having to work all day long. The CEO of this company got paid like $20 million. No, more than that, like $40 million, something like that. And they cannot pay us more? It was just a bonus for last year or something like that.
It's ideological.
Yeah.
Will you be on strike long, or do you know?
We are deciding on that tonight to have some rest. I've been here since 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have a little break and then we'll decide on the strike.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you very much.